All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here at the Vans Warped Tour in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and I'm lucky enough to be joined by Mike from MXPX. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Awesome. All right, so just the other day, you guys released an acoustic collection, an album that's exactly what it sounds like. How did you go about selecting the songs on the collection?
That's a good question. I, you know, there was a lot of people writing me online and on our fan club, PXPX, just saying, like, it would be awesome for you to do studio versions of what you do, you know, on your solo acoustic shows. You know, I do a lot of MXPX songs. I don't have a solo record out yet, so I don't have, like, original songs that aren't MXPX songs. And so I've just been playing a ton of different MXPX songs over the years acoustically. And I kind of added most of what I've been doing, and then I added a few, you know, just so there was something new. You're on Fire, I haven't really done acoustic, and I added that. There's a couple other ones, Let It Happen, maybe. But it's kind of cool because it's just a different take on the songs, and some of these songs that people have grown up listening to, they get to really hear, oh, this is what the melody was really could be. Or a lot of times when you're listening to like a punk rock band, you're going on pure emotion, pure energy, and the acoustic collection kind of just is the opposite of that. It's emotion, but the energy is completely a different feeling. Like, I don't think it's boring at all. It's just like a completely new take on it, which is, you know, what people have been kind of stoked about, I think.
Now, a good percentage of them, like 4 out of 12, I think, were off of Secret Weapon, one of my personal favorites from you guys. Did those songs have more acoustic origins than some of the others, or?
That's a good question. I mean, I can't even, like, Secret Weapon has always been one that I love doing acoustically. And, yeah, I think Never Better Than Now and Drowning, those are two really fast songs on Secret Weapon on the album, the full versions. And I had been doing those really, sort of more like a ballad kind of way. And the reason I put those on is exactly what you said. They just kind of like, people react to them so well when I do them that figured, hey, it's got to be on the first collection. Yeah, because there could be more. I mean, the door is sort of left open. If people really like this kind of stuff, we could do more, another collection volume 2 or something.
Yeah. More than 2, I'd say. You can pretty much do all the songs acoustic, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, so another notable fact about the album is the inclusion of Tsunami Bomb's Agent M. What is it about her that makes her such a good fit for your music?
Well, it's funny because she told me one time, and Agent M and I, Emily Whitehurst, we've been friends for a while, and she came up a couple years ago with me and sang live acoustically and did harmonies on a bunch of songs, and she just sounds so good. Like, she told me that she grew up listening to MXPX and harmonizing with my voice, and so it kind of just fits because that's what she's always been doing. So ever since I've known that, I've been like trying to get her on as much stuff as possible. Like, you know what, you're so right, I'm gonna milk it for every cent it's worth. And she did awesome. Sounds great.
Some of her contributions on the cover too are some of my favorites, so
yeah. For those that don't know, she's on the cover too, MXPX On the Cover Part 2. And she does an amazing version of Heaven is a Place on Earth. She does the lead vocal.
All right, so in a surprise move, you also released Demo Collection Volume 1 on Bandcamp. Does Volume 1 imply that there might be more down the line?
I think there will be more at some point, yeah. It's cool. I mean, it's just like the idea for me was just like, let's get some more content out there. I'm not really ready to release brand new music yet. But, you know, a lot of times fans want a different perspective on things, and that seemed to be the perfect kind of thing to do with the acoustic collection is also a non-acoustic release with the demos. Yeah.
Now, you've also got a cool band, Tumble Down. When you're writing, do you set out to write a song for one band or the other, or does it just naturally happen, like you're, I'll put it in this pile or that pile?
It goes both ways. Sometimes I set out to write, you know, specifically for MXPX or for my solo record or for Tumble Down. And then, you know, as with all things, some unexpected things happen sometimes where you're writing a song and you're like, okay, well, I need to write for MXPX because that's what's next, or maybe, you know, the solo record. But if this sounds so much like Tumble Down, I'm going to go ahead and leave it. So it happens both ways. Yeah.
Have you ever participated in the Revival Tour? Because I think you'd be a good fit.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Not yet, not yet. The Revival Tour, Chuck Reagan, all those guys. It's a great tour, and I would love to be part of it. I've spoken a little bit with Chuck about it. He's on his record cycle right now. He just released a new record, so they're just all over the place. And I think once I release a solo album, then we can talk about it making more sense doing the Revival Tour. Yeah.
Yeah, Henry and I saw it like 2 years ago, and it was great time, and you'd fit right in, but that's not for me to decide.
Of course, yeah.
All right. So Rock City Recordings is your imprint label. Aside from your own projects, do you guys release anything from other bands, or is that...
Yeah, we used to. I mean, we released Too Bad Eugene and a couple other things back in the day. Some Arthur stuff, which is also our band, like our other band that we don't do Arthur anymore. But for the most part, we kind of, like, right when we started Rock City, it was like, okay, let's start a record label. We can use it for anything extra we release, all my other projects. And we did, you know, we did Too Bad Eugene and a couple other things, but it just became so hard that we only really do it for our own stuff. It's just like, it's just too much craziness to try to, like, have other bands be released. I mean, let's face it, if, like, NoFX or somebody wanted to release it, yeah, of course I would do it, but they have no reason to, so...
All right, so you engineered the newest album, Plans Within Plans. Was that the first time you've engineered an album?
No, I've engineered and produced a bunch of our stuff. That was probably the first full length I had done for MXPX. Yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, I've been producing for years, like over 10 years. And I've had, this Monkey Trench Studios I have in Bremerton, I've had since 2007. But before that, MXPX owned like a little project studio called The Clubhouse for like 10 years. And that's kind of how I learned. I mean, I learned by like watching our producers, being in the studio with guys that really knew how to do it. And I would just ask them tons of questions. And I just, you know, as a songwriter, if you kind of have a grasp on like songs, it kind of goes hand in hand with producing. So you just got to learn the technical stuff too, but... I love it. I enjoy doing kind of all aspects of recording, producing, performing, live, all that.
And if you do it yourself, there's no complaining like, oh, they didn't get the drums right or they didn't get my vocals right. I mean, it's all you, so.
Exactly. You're right. You're so right. So if you'll notice, there's definitely a different sound with Plans Within Plans than, say, Secret Weapon or... I just wanted it to be just pretty straightforward and add a few little pieces of effects here and there. I love delays on vocals, but you know, and I love reverbs, but too much of a good thing is probably not good. Yeah.
Now I noticed you on a Day to Remember's music video, All I Want, just briefly, but you were in there. Have you known those guys for a while, or how'd you get involved with that?
I've met them, and Jeremy, he's got like the Pokedetcha Punk tattooed on him, and we just kind of met him passing a few times, you know, on tours, and their management called, you know, or emailed me and was like, hey, I'd really love to get you on this video, and a buddy of mine that used to work for us worked for them for a while. You know, it's just the touring world is the punk rock world. You don't always know everybody, but once you sort of make contact, you usually start seeing people again and you get to know them pretty quick.
And you also appeared in a new Less Than Jake music video. I mean, it's just one of those things you probably did on your phone, but that's pretty cool too. You're all these guest appearances. That's
Yeah, man. The Less Than Jake video, My Money's on the Long Shot. It's a great song. Those are good buddies of mine. It's all just about like being part of the culture and the, you know, the music scene as it goes, and it's not always just about promoting your own thing, you know. So it's cool. It's a pretty good community.
Any chance for On the Cover 3 down the line?
It's possible. It's probably gonna be a while, but it's possible. I mean, we'll definitely do a new MXPX record before that, a brand new songs. And then hopefully before that, we'll do, you know, I'm going to do a solo album as well, so.
All right, so aside from this run on Warped Tour and the acoustic album, what else do you have in store for 2014?
It's very, very, very possible that MXPX will be touring the East Coast with another really great band that you'll love. And we're always trying to make an event out of our shows. We did a lot of touring over the years, and we're kind of starting to learn the right ways to do it, I think, after a while. So we're not out there like every day playing on tour, but when we do book shows, we try to make them count really good. And so East Coast, Pennsylvania, I'm pretty sure we're going to at least hit once, one or two shows over here. So
MXPX All-Stars Tour.
Well, it won't be the All-Stars, it's just MXPX. But Tom and Yuri don't tour, they only do one or two shows a year. So it just depends. Like, sometimes they'll be on a show and sometimes they won't. But I don't really do the All-Stars anymore because it's not All-Stars. It's like the band I have now are permanent. So they, whenever Tom and Yuri aren't around, this is my band. They're from Europe. They're Switzerland. They live in Switzerland, actually. And they're awesome, and they love the music. They love the punk rock scene. Like, they're as much part of everything as anybody. So I can't wait for everybody to see them.
Oh, yeah. All right, so I end every interview with this question. You're stuck in a desert island, one album rest of your life. What is it?
That is a tough one, man. Oh, my gosh. One album only?
Yeah.
I would probably go crazy even with this album, but Livage from the Descendants.
Ooh, okay. Always a good choice. Anything Descendants is always good. Oh, yeah, here we go.
I do have one question. What albums have you been listening to for the drive from venue to venue?
venue to venue.
Anything that's just on rotation a lot?
Well, I would be listening to a lot more music, but my headphones broke. And so I'm in my bunk. Only one side works. So I can only really listen to, like, talking. So I listen to podcasts and stuff like that. You know, I listen to Joe Rogan. I have my own radio show, by the way. It's on Adobe every Friday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Western. Adobe Radio, and it does a restream on Sunday, same time. And then you can also get it as a podcast download on iTunes, Stitcher, or my, you know, RSS or whatever. And it's just talk. We just talk. I talk to a lot of bands. I talk to journalists. I talk everything from music and the scene and tours and partying and everything from that to, like, you know, U.S. foreign policy, drones, war, politics, travel, food, everything. So it's pretty fun. And of course, I listen to other people's podcasts as well. So because my headphones are broken, I haven't been listening to as much music. But Goldfinger, I've been listening to a ton of Goldfinger.
They're about due for a new one, I'd say.
I think so, too. I think they're going to be, later on this year, writing a new record. Okay. A little inside info.
All this inside info. Whoa. Well, thank you very much, Mike. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, cool.
Thanks for having me.
No problem.
Thank you very much.